Together, we have just heard the story of Jesus' death and resurrection. Now, we're going to move into one of my favorite books in the Bible, Acts.
Coming up on the Bible Story Podcast, we will explore what happened after Jesus' resurrection and how the disciples carried on his teaching. Braden, our viewers might not have known, but I have been doing the majority of the writing throughout March.
Okay, correct. I mean, I don't know why you're specifically bragging, but yes, this is true. Also, welcome to the Bible Story Podcast. That man you hear over there bragging, his name is John Draper, my co-host with the Moho. And my name is Braden Pohowicz, and we're excited to be here with you.
All right, I'm not trying to brag. I mean, I'll brag all day if you want me to, but I'm not trying to brag in this instance. You didn't let me finish. So here it is. I was going to say I've been doing much of the writing because, well, you have been preparing, planning, and hiring for summer camps, which, you know, you're doing a fabulous job. You can brag about that
Thank you a little bit.
I'll brag on your behalf because that'll sound better.
That's much better.
Braden's doing a great job. And it's exciting. I'm super excited for this summer.
Yeah. Today it is April 1st. We are recording here in the office. It's beautiful outside, you know, like feels like summer in the air. So I am sorry I threw you under the bus a little too soon. My bad.
It's all good.
But I
it's
have been. Good. Summer camp is coming up. We have registrations open. Family camps are ready. And our Anywhere Adventure Kit is coming together.
It's awesome. It is so exciting. You know, Braden?
Yes.
It's April Fool's Day today, the
April
day
1st.
That we were recording this. Not when it's going to be released, but the day we are recording is April Fool's Day.
I know, I've been watching my back. I work in an office with you. What do you think?
Yes, yes. Well, you should be. I've got a story.
Okay.
A quick story.
Okay.
So, when I was a kid, we had a kitchen faucet with one of those wand hoses where you would spray down the
dishes. You could, like, pull
dishes.
It out.
Yeah, you could pull it out and such. And I put a rubber band over that little trigger so that when the faucet turned on, it would bypass and it would just spray immediately whoever turned on the faucet, which was pretty funny.
That's sneaky.
So my dad gets into the kitchen. He's about to fill up a cup of water to take a drink and he gets soaked. And it was pretty funny because it was right after church and he was still in his nice clothes and he just starts laughing and he's like, oh, come on. And he thinks it's so funny. So he leaves it. He leaves it thinking, I'm going to let somebody else.
He's in on the joke.
Yeah, he's now in on the joke. You know, he's watching, he's waiting for somebody to go get, you know, do some dishes or get some water, or fill up a pot. Well, he gets tired of waiting. And so he goes and doing something else. He comes back in 2 hours to get another drink of water. He forgot.
Yes!
And he did it again to himself. It was the joke that kept on giving.
Oh, that's perfect.
I loved it.
That's awesome. I will be checking my faucets from here on out today.
You should be. You should be. All of you should be.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I'll get all of you. Probably not.
Probably
no,
not.
I won't.
Okay.
So, not a joke, the adventure kit.
Yes.
Super exciting. It's available all over Canada.
All over Canada.
And, you know, we're going to personalize this to your group, to your family, to your needs, to your interests. So, it's going to be great.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so the name, it really tells it all. It's an adventure kit that you can take anywhere.
That's right.
Very simple.
So speaking of adventure,
okay.
See what I did there? You like that?
Segues,
yeah. We are moving into the book of Acts. One of your favorite books, Braden?
It is, correct.
Why is it your favorite?
Well, okay, so I really like the beginning of the early church, and I often identify, you know, with or see myself in the apostles.
You're like an, you think of yourself as an apostle?
No. I identify with them. Similarities, you know?
Gotcha.
So, like, not a specific one, but just them as a whole, the whole group. They react in familiar ways. You know, I can see myself struggling and dealing with the things that they're dealing with and having kind of the same reaction.
Yeah. I can relate to that as well. You know, we often get to see their reactions more than most people's.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, often they are uncomfortable, maybe scared, unsure, saddened, you know, all very normal reactions when you think of the experiences that they have had or they've shared with Jesus.
Yeah, it has been like a roller coaster of emotions for them.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, boy. Okay, so Acts, or the book of Acts, rather, takes place after the death and resurrection of Jesus. You know, they say Jesus would have been on earth for about another 40 days after he resurrected from the death, which is kind of crazy to think that he 40 more days of living and walking and people seeing him. So that's where we begin here in Acts 1. You know, he continued to teach the disciples and specifically prepare them for his leaving.
So Jesus, okay, we got to picture this. Jesus is speaking right at the beginning of this book, all right? So the author is recording what Jesus has said, and he's speaking of the Holy Spirit, which he was baptized with in the River Jordan by John the Baptist, who by the way, was Jesus' cousin.
Yes.
Which is kind of neat.
They were born not that far apart.
That's right.
So he specifically says that the Holy Spirit will baptize all of the disciples soon. You know, kind of like a prediction or promise from Jesus to the disciples by, you know, kind of by the sounds of it. Jesus, I find, is very vague in this section of scripture, by the way.
Yeah, it's just a little vague. Holy Spirit, you know, that's just a really hard concept to begin with.
Yeah, and there's a lot of just like, it'll happen soon.
Yeah, it's not really...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's vague. You know, but at this point, the disciples, you know, they had seen Jesus crucified.
Mm-hmm.
They've seen Jesus die. They have now seen Jesus alive again, resurrected from death. So I kind of assume that they are just going to take his word for it because, you know, he had already predicted all those things.
Yeah.
And he came through pretty big in that situation.
Yeah. I mean, they're probably just like, you know what? This guy knows what he's talking about.
Absolutely.
We're just going to take his word for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fair point. So we can, excuse me, getting my hoarse voice on. We continue on in this chapter after the promising of the Holy Spirit from Jesus.
So this moment right here, it gets weird.
Yeah.
This whole conversation is
interesting. So we'll go through the conversation and we'll tell you kind of what happens.
Yeah.
So, So I've had some things happen in the middle of a conversation. So picture Jesus is standing there and he's talking to the disciples, you know, and they're kind of having their final conversation. You know, I've had things happen. John usually zones out as I talk to him, but I've never seen anything quite like this.
Yeah, I've got my head in the clouds on more than one occasion when mm-hmm. we've been chatting.
You got to remind him like 7 times to turn the lights off in his office.
What's that, Brayden? Are you calling me?
We're doing a podcast right now, John.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So Jesus is speaking to the disciples one final time, continuing to mention that the coming of the Holy Spirit
mm-hmm.
and the disciples, they're asking if he is going to restore Israel at this point. And remember, Israel is under Roman authority or Roman control and is not at all the kingdom that, you know, they would have imagined at this point, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're wondering, is God going to restore Israel, restore the kingdom, the strength, the glory of Israel? This would have been how they interpreted the prophecies about the Messiah.
Yeah.
So it would have been assumed that Jesus, who was the Messiah, and they knew that, you know, they would have think that Jesus was going to fulfill all these things, make this all come about.
Yeah, and they would have probably assumed that, like, as his time on earth is coming to an end, you know, they're sensing that his time on earth is coming to an end, that these things were going to happen soon, like right away, within the minute.
But, you know, Jesus responds with a really interesting answer. Listen mm-hmm. to this. He replied, "The Father alone has the authority to set those dates and time, and they are not for you to know. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Like Canada.
I mean,
we're the ends of the earth, right?
Well, we're in the middle of nowhere, but I don't think we're like the end.
Okay.
We're very landlocked in Alberta.
Yes. And, you know, to be fair, as you pointed out earlier, the world is round.
Yeah.
So there's not really an end.
There's not really a middle or an end.
No. All right, carrying on.
Okay, so, I mean, Jesus doesn't again, with the vagueness, doesn't answer their question there.
No, not at all.
No. In fact, probably gives them a question or an answer that they don't want.
It's like a person who's dealing with journalists all the time and saying, well, you've asked this question, but I'm going to give you this answer, which is nothing related to.
Yeah. Or it's like when you ask your parents, like, why do we have to do that? And they say, because I said so. Not really an answer.
I hate that answer.
You know? But I do think it does something really important, actually. And I would argue, John, that it does something more important than answering the question. It shifts the disciples' perspective.
Oh, okay. You're going to have to explain yourself?
I can do that.
Please?
Okay. So, well, I think after watching Jesus, his defeat of death, you know, his resurrection, the disciples may have been thinking that that things were going to get easier. They had witnessed a lot of like persecution. They had witnessed very hateful people, you know, persecute and put Jesus to death, as we had heard in our last episodes. You know, so I assume they would have thought it's going to get easier. Maybe things would, you know, be finished. You know, raising of the Israeli kingdom, all of that stuff, you know, the suffering, the sorrow, the persecution, all would be over. I think they might have been assuming that. But Jesus reminds them that there's still work to be done. His story, the gospel, needs to be taken to the people who hadn't experienced it yet. I mean, news traveled so much slower in those days.
They really just didn't have any text messages.
No, there's no email, there's no text messages, no phone calls.
No Instagram.
Nothing like that, you know, so they would have sent news from town to town by messenger, like physically telling a person, and that person would run to another town and tell the next town, which is kind of crazy.
I probably would have enjoyed that job.
Be very good shape.
I probably wouldn't have done that job well.
So that's how they sent news, was by messengers. Now, the disciples needed to be these messengers. They needed to be the individuals telling the stories and teaching the teachings of Jesus, town to town, city to city, nation to nation, you know, speaking about his death and resurrection, the one true God.
You know, that's a huge task.
It's a huge task.
Huge task.
But, you know, here the thing is, Jesus tells them and he promises the Holy Spirit to help them in this task, to guide them, you know. He isn't leaving them to do it on their own. Okay, so John, before we get to the really bizarre part of this conversation, can you just describe kind of the Holy Spirit really quickly? We've mentioned it a bunch of times throughout this episode. So we see the introduction of the Holy Spirit here, or Jesus kind of giving it to the disciples. Can you explain that?
Yeah, thanks for the easy task.
totally, I did not write this into the podcast.
So if we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit, we have to talk about what is known as the triune God. So God is made up of three persons: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And they are three individuals, and they are one. And there's a lot of metaphors that you might listen to or hear that try to capture that, but they always fall short.
Yeah.
And the reason they fall short is because we don't have anything in this world that truly encompasses a triune God. So we understand God the Father. Because that's an easy thing for us to understand. We understand God the Son, Jesus. The Holy Spirit's a little bit trickier because we can't really see spirits. We can't really see or interact with spirits in a physical way that we would a father or a son or a person. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But what I can say is that the Spirit is was from the beginning and has always existed, and it is given to Christians as a helper, the counselor, and as a spirit that will intercede for us as needed.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are some of the attributes or some of the qualities of the Holy Spirit. And because it's spirit, it doesn't follow the physical rules
right.
and limitations of our world today. And so Christians would believe, we do believe, that the spirit lives within us
mm-hmm.
and prompts us and gives us thoughts and emotions that are not our own.
Yeah.
And leads and guides us in that manner. And so, and how that happens is maybe a little bit beyond our understanding
mm-hmm.
because we don't actually understand the heavenly world or the heavenly existence because it's beyond us.
Yeah.
It's beyond our reality today yeah. on earth.
John, that is very well said. And I put you on the spot and I appreciate the answer. And just to go off that, I think for me, sometimes it's a reminder that Jesus and God are continually with us.
Yes.
Those promptings, those feelings, those encouragements come from the Spirit. And that is God and Jesus and the Spirit that's walking with us.
Yes.
His presence.
Yeah.
So, okay. Thank you for that, John.
Okay.
Here is where this story gets really strange. Okay. So again, we're picturing Jesus talking to the disciples. They're in a group, right? And he's been telling them all this stuff. He's been very vague and he's not answering their questions. He tells them, you don't need to know the answer to that. God knows the answer to that. There's still work to be done. You need to share this gospel message. And then here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
He is taken up into heaven. Like it just
poof.
Just like
what's the sound of
yeah.
I don't think that was the sound effect. I think we both got it wrong.
I don't know if there was a sound, but it's weird. So he's taken up into heaven. This act is called the ascension. You know, it's he didn't die again. You know, when we think of people going to heaven, we think that they have to die and then go to heaven. That's not what happened for Jesus in this moment. He's actually picked up and taken into heaven. You know, the clouds open and he's just physically lifted up, fully alive, to continually live his eternal life in heaven with God. It's, again, as you just said, hard to wrap our head around. Not something we could, like, fully understand. It's really wild.
Yeah, like, things are not going according to the physical scientific laws that we yep. understand this world to exist by.
I wonder if any of the disciples were standing around being like, are you not ever going to answer that question?
Like, yeah, and just jaw dropped.
Right?
Like you're this is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's beyond levitating. It is like...
Yeah.
And
the, I mean, like, they, you know, him... going up into heaven, I'm sure that, you know, with the clouds opening up and I'm, you know, did the disciples see a glimpse of heaven? Did they see where Jesus went? Did he just disappear into the clouds? Like, so many questions I have.
Yeah, but and there's just not nearly enough detail in this story no. to satisfy our curiosity.
No. Okay, continuing on.
So, you know, it is amazing.
Yes.
And this is something, you know, a perspective shift that we need today.
Mm-hmm.
There's still work to be done.
Yeah.
Like, God's kingdom here on earth isn't completely done.
We haven't reached the end.
No. the story within the Bible continues on to this day.
Mm-hmm.
God's work in this world continues on to this day. And so there's still individuals, there's still friends, there's still family who don't know Jesus and his story and have not responded yet to him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's shocking.
Yeah.
It's scary. And it kind of leaves us with maybe a little bit of a lump in our throat thinking, what am I going to do about
yeah.
that? Like, that's hard
yeah.
and amazing.
But just as Jesus responded to the disciples, to keep spreading that message. Like, mm. I don't think it's changed, right? I mean, as we read this for today, it's still just as important. We, John, you and I, the listeners, we need to be the messengers, the witnesses to the ends of the earth. You know, here's the thing. Sometimes I find it daunting or scary which I'm sure the disciples did as well. But then I remember the gift of the Holy Spirit and the guidance that we receive, and that fear just leaves, like dissipates, it's gone. And then I get like really excited. I get stoked on telling people this story. It brings me so much life, so much joy. And we need to share the story, not just with the people that are closest to us, but again, to the ends of the earth. Like how, there's so many people, the people keep growing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Brayton, I agree. This is the task is enormous.
Yeah.
Probably why maybe we both work in ministry, because we just have such a burden
yeah.
for this.
But it doesn't like scare me anymore. It's not heavy.
No.
It's exciting.
You know, we do ridiculously crazy things at camp, and we have way too much fun to be paid for this job.
You can give up your pay, but I can't.
No, I couldn't. But I am grateful for it.
Yes.
My favorite, even though we have so much fun, yeah. my favorite thing to do is have conversations with people about their mm-hmm. relationship with God and seeing them grow. It's so inspiring.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
Me too, John. I think like, you know, after a summer is over and we've done ridiculous activities for the last 8 weeks, oftentimes the things I carry with me are the conversations I had, the slow moments around a campfire, you know, talking with kids about their relationship with God. Those are the things that stick with me. So, John, you and I love to help people with their relationship with God and grow in their relationship with God, no matter where they are at. So, that means that it is time for
Growth Tip Time!
Growth Tip Time!
Brayden, last week, you challenged us to share with our friends some evidence of God in our life. It was a great growth tip, but not an easy task.
No.
Yeah, you know, in fact, it's really scary.
Yeah, it's hard. Every time, it never gets easier, yeah, actually. Every time you do it, it's hard.
So hard, so challenging to talk about these things with others, especially with people that may not have the same relationship with God as we do.
Mm-hmm. Or that we don't know.
Yeah.
If we don't know where a friend or someone is at in the relationship with God, it's hard.
So for today, we have a growth tip for you, all based on the disciples.
Exactly. Okay, so our growth tip for today is to consider a question, idea, or thought, you know, that we've been asking God. And now I want you to ask yourself, is the answer to this question that you have something that you need to know? Is it a need-to-know answer? You know, if I know the answer to this question, is it going to help me grow in my relationship with God?
You know, sometimes we ask things out of curiosity. Both of us are
all the
quite,
time
quite curious.
Yeah,
which isn't bad at all. It's
no.
a good thing, but we can get stuck in this kind of the circle of I want to know and I don't get the answer and I want to mm-hmm. know and we just get frustrated from not knowing the answer. So we see here that Jesus tells the disciples that they won't have an answer, and that there are things to be done
mm-hmm.
instead. And so just like, hey, you're not going to find out, get to work
yeah.
kind of thing. So sometimes saying God knows and I don't know need to know is maybe the best answer that we can have in the moment.
Yeah. It really allows us to kind of shift our perspective and focus on the things that, you know, Jesus right here is saying, focus on this.
Yes.
The answer to that doesn't matter. God will take care of that. And it understandably, John, you and I both know out of the, you know, curiosity of our own minds, it's not always easy to let those questions go. But if you find yourself stuck in a question or frustrated with any specific answer or lack thereof, I encourage you to write that question down and just let it be. You can always come back to that question, you know, or you might find an answer without looking for it. But don't let an unanswered question stand in the way of growth in your relationship with God.
You know, Brayden, I do this all the time in my journaling when I'm praying with God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, God, I'm just going to let you have this.
Yeah.
And if you tell me something about it, great. But for now, what are you saying?
Yeah.
And then I try to listen.
Yeah. What do you want me to focus on now, even yeah. though these are the questions that have been distracting me all week?
It's a great growth tip.
Thank you. So, okay. If you have not followed us on Insta, That's John. That's how the cool kids say it.
Is that Instagram?
That is Instagram. That's Ooh. Insta.
I'm hip like you, Braden.
Sure. So follow us on Insta at Bible Story Pod. We share updates, behind the scenes footage, and pictures of John's messy office quite often.
It's pretty awesome. You'll want to see the messiness.
It's a really good time. And for any more information on summer camps or the Anywhere Adventure Kit, head to covenantbay.ca.
You guys make this podcast what it is. If there are any questions or specific stories you would like us to explore or answer, you know, reach out to us on social media or our website.
Yes. Blessings for all of you. Have an amazing week.
Have you ever started listening to someone and wondered, where are they going with this description?
You mean like right now? John, I have no idea where you're going.
Well, coming up on the Bible Story Podcast, we will dive into the book of John for the next several weeks, and it's kind of a weird start.
You just set me up to look funny.